This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story is the rest of a story written by Mary Prazakis in fourth grade in 2006, telling about someone she admired. That person was her grandmother, Marjorie Zack Prazakis. Last week I read from Mary's story about Marge's childhood and the job she had where she met her future husband, Frank Prazakis. I'll continue Mary's story today, starting at that point. She said Frank had a real sense of mischief and would tease her. He always would laugh and make her laugh too. They were married on November 22, 1950. Marjorie feels it is the most exciting thing that ever happened to her besides having seven children. They lived in Ray, North Dakota for several years while Frank worked in the oil fields in the 1950s. Before Marjorie moved to Ray, she lived in a house that had once been a granary that Frank had remodeled into a home. Sometimes it got lonely being alone with a small baby because she didn't have a car. She would put her baby, my dad Robert, in a basket on her bike and ride to different places to visit. Since Frank would be gone for several weeks working on oil rigs, she would get rides to town with her dad to buy groceries, go to church, or go to the doctor. Not many people had television, Marjorie said. People visited more than now. Marjorie and Frank had five sons, Robert, my dad, Jeffrey, twin sons, Dean and Dale, and Gary, and two daughters, Charlene and Anne. While raising their family on a farm north of Roseau, they experienced many floods. Sometimes they had to move out of their house for 2 months because of high water. They would have to rent a house because they couldn't live in the house or even drive on the road to their home due to the high water. Marjorie and Frank had to move seven different times because of flooding in the 35 years they were married. They lost many crops, farm animals, and had lots of damage to the buildings. This meant no money for an income. Marjorie always felt lucky, though, because none of her family got seriously hurt or drowned. Due to the many crops lost and having a big family, she went to work at Polaris Industries in the 1960s. Not many women worked in factories, but she kept at it. Sometimes the men would tease her or give her jobs that were difficult. She didn't care because she needed the money, so she ignored them. Frank would work the night shift and she worked the day shift, so the little kids, Anne and Gary, would not have to be at babysitters a lot. Bob graduated from high school in 1969. He worked at Polaris as a race driver, so he was gone a lot. Jeff was 4 years younger and helped his dad in the field. Dean, Dale, and Charlene would help in the yard and garden. When the kids were in bed, she would set the table for breakfast the next day. She made sure there was cereal and fruit. Sometimes Frank would make pancakes or oatmeal for the kids before they went to school. In 1978, Frank had a blood clot pass through his heart, so he wasn't able to work at Northrop King anymore due to the lifting and dust. They needed to have insurance because of his condition, so Marjorie went to work at Marvin Windows because Polaris was cutting back on snowmobile production and Textron no longer financed the company. In 1984, she went to work at Eventide, an assisted care home for older people. She worked there for 18 years. She liked to help the residents because they were so thankful for anything she did for them. One thing she did for fun was to race snowmobiles and powder puff events. She won some races and got money. She liked to go to dances with Frank, visit with her friends, and spend time with her family. She likes to bake and pick berries, but she had poison ivy real bad one time, so she has to be careful not to touch it. In 1986, her husband of 35 years passed away from a massive heart attack at age 62. She lived on the farm until 2001, when she moved to a new place, because she was tired from fighting floods and wanted to be near her daughter Char and son Gary for company. I'm proud of Marjorie, my grandmother. She has had to work hard, has had loss and sadness in her life, but always keeps positive and looks at the good things God provided her. She told me she feels blessed because she is my grandma. I think I am blessed because she is my grandmother, and she is the best you could have. Thanks to the Prazakis family for letting me share this story, and to Mary for writing it. I think everyone should try to interview their grandparents if they're still available to interview. You never know how long you'll have that opportunity. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.